Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Back to reality again. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today, I have the honor to be in this episode of Back to Reality. And with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Dawood and Brother Mehdi. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dawood, and I am very happy to be at your service.
Alaikum assalam.
Could you please introduce yourself briefly for me and the listeners?
Hello everyone, I'm Mehdi. I'm here in Qum for the last 6 years studying the seminary.
Thank you. And Brother Dawood?
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
I am Dawood and I have been teaching English for over 25 years and I've got MA in TEFL, teaching English as a foreign language.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to have you both in here. There are times in our lives that we come to ourselves, where are we? What are we doing with our lives? And we wonder if this is all about us or the life or the family, whatever it is, we are in the dilemma of condition or choice. You know, first, I want your opinion about which one is more effective in the results of our life. You know, choice are groups of things that, or a set of ranges of things that you are doing to your life, you know, by your own will. But when we're talking about conditions, we're talking about accidents and outer, you know, circumstances, of course, and outer factors that are affecting our choices, maybe. My own special opinion here is that we are making choices, but these choices are under the control of conditions. The question is, in your opinion, which one is more important and effective? Choice or a condition? Your own will or the background of your life?
Well, your question sounds like whether I am given the power to act with my choice, with my personal choice. That is what I call it or rename it or rephrase it as free will in front of your mentioned condition. Or sometimes I am determined to do something because you are mentioning as condition. Condition is something that can tell me or direct me through a river. I feel like water in the river that is determined to move through the river into, for example, the sea. So I have no choice because there is a route and I have to follow the route because I am determined in the condition of the river.
Then which one is more effective?
I give you one example. Just imagine that I am learning to drive a car and there is a driving instructor next to me on the passenger seat and there is a wheel in front of me. Under my feet there is a clutch and gas pedal, as well as, brakes. I am using all of this stuff to drive. Of course, I am learning driver.
Yeah.
Am I right? And there is an instructor next to me. Sometimes, in the middle of the process, I was given the choice to press the brake, to press the gas pedal, to press the clutch, to turn the wheel in front of me to the left, to the right. However, I feel like my car is not moving sometimes. Why is that?
Because the driving instructor.
The driving instructor has already pressed the pedal. So I was conditioned or I was determined to stop because I feel like this is the wrong time, this is the wrong turn, and I was making a mistake.
Yeah, so let me give you my own example. And I am studying medicine because, you know, it was a kind of force of both the social environment of my country and also my family. My father is a doctor, so it seems like he had to force me to be a doctor too.
That's exactly why you shouldn't have been a doctor.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't have the power to change their decision about me. And also, it was the concept of money. I don't want to talk about
it.
No, not that much, you know. Yeah. So,
my sister's a surgeon, and once she finished her degree and started practicing, she said, I will never let my children become doctors. You know, I don't know, like, it's quite opposite for you. Everyone's different, probably, then.
Maybe. But, you know, for example, you are a kind of English teacher. It was your choice to be an English teacher, or it was all the conditions and life and backgrounds you have that leads you towards this road. And about you, even, you had a religious family, and now you're here in Qom.
So it's not predestination, it's not free will, there's something in the middle. Your circumstances, the circumstances that you were born into, where you grew up, and your choices.
Yeah.
You know, they, all of these have role in forming your personality, your future, your current circumstances, your state. Both of them are...
effective.
Very effective. And I cannot lean towards one of these and say that, you know, this is more effective than the other.
How about your own life? Your own personal life?
From my own life, this is my result.
Yeah,
I can't
you.
Lean towards one.
Personally talking, I have to tell you that I think my life is leaning towards the condition more than decision. And I don't know if I'm happy about that or not, but there were times in my life that I wanted to fight against this fact about my life. And one of my ways of fighting, it was like, okay, I know it was condition that leads me towards this road, but let's make the condition my decision. It was somehow like I wanted to cheat myself.
With the flow. Yeah,
yeah.
Go with
and
the flow.
What was your way of just making a balance between these two in your life?
I don't know how to elaborate this subject, but I am not responsible for the situation that happens to me if it is called a condition and it is out of my hand. If I believe that if we believe as Muslim or religious people, we are believer to God, I don't want to name it as a certain religion. I just want to mention that we believe there is a day of judgment. On the judgment day, we are resurrected and we will have to answer God. We are not certainly actually judged by God for the conditions that happened around us, and we were determined to do something. Absolutely, we will be judged by our decision, free will. This is something that we have accepted wholeheartedly. This is something that was accepted in our terms, in our wisdom. This is something that was admitted to us. So I can just talk about my freedom of choice. Yes, but some people believe that even the conditions that will happen after you choose to do something, these conditions will be again the fruits of you, what you have already done. We say you will rip what you have already sown.
This is like a chain, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, by decision or by condition, we have to go for a short break. So, let's stay there, dear listeners.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back again. We are here next to you and we're talking about a controversial issue, about decision or a condition. And you told me some examples up to here. And let me give you an example and discuss this example here. Just let's think of a thief who just steal everything and so on. And this thief, if you go and dig through their history of life and background, you will find out that this person was brought up in a family which was so poor and so low level in the concept of, culture and everything, that he had no other choice you know, in the young ages, and he is a thief by force somehow, and now he's in a prison. So how can we judge this accident? Who is the person who have to be blamed? Look, you
this
are
guy
a
is
5 year old that you are that your family are punishing you, and they are forcing you to do something you don't want to, and after a time you will disobey them without any thinking.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You know?
No, what I'm saying is when you say that he had no choice. Look, someone who has been born into poverty.
Yeah.
And has no means of income, and has very crushing circumstances around them. I do not blame them as much as a person who had a lot of choices and still chose to be a thief or to steal, right? I wouldn't blame them as much. However, your statement that they had no choice is a very bold one. Right? So saying that there was no choice is statistically incorrect. They definitely did have a choice, another choice, at the very least, which was the exact opposite of stealing, was the exact opposite, not stealing, right?
Sure.
He could have at least one choice out of many other possible, statistically possible choices. So saying that they had no choice, well, it's just not possible.
Yeah.
It's not correct.
Choice, let's say free will, compared to condition or determinism. You know, I am very much always thinking about, sometimes I'm preoccupied with the idea of the determinism. One of the things that always I think about is the domino effect of what I have already done. If I just imagine that there are a number of cars and I'm driving on a highway, suddenly for any reason I'm driving recklessly, I hit the car from behind, and the second car will hit another car, and there will be a chain of accidents. So I did not intend to hit the second car or the third car or the fourth car.
Certainly, yeah.
But it happened. But what was the cause of this accident? Me. It was the fruit of my action. I mean, if it weren't for my first initial accident, no other car would be damaged. Perhaps there are 10 cars in a row. And probably if the traffic officer comes to the accident zone or accident scene, he would put the blame on me as a first car, and I will have to pay the price. So we have to accept that, yes, sometimes something will be determined to happen as a consequence of what I have done. And this will be, unfortunately, something that I will be resurrected to be judged by Almighty God on the Day of Judgment. And so I have the choice to do something, but I should remember there are certain things that will happen that were outside my jurisdiction, that were outside my power, and I will have to answer God for them.
So thank you, your brothers, for elaborating this issue. As we come to this point that there is a combination of conditions and decisions that are determining we and us in the time, you know, in the relation with time. And also there is this beautiful ayah in this Holy Quran that tells إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَكْرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. It means that we are all blessed in this world, and you know, this is our choice to be perfect, to be better, and to go through a nice road, or be miserable in this life. So just be aware of your choices, and sometimes the blame only and only comes to ourselves. Thank you for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today episode. I bid you farewell and leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.